Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is up.
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
El Shaddai, praise be to God, Almighty God. Thank you for the promises you gave to Abraham. Thank you for communing with him and establishing the Abrahamic covenant, through which you have truly blessed all the nations on the earth. Thank you for your faithful love, which you promised to Abraham on that day and have promised to me through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We are praying every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? So, God bless you and thank you for showing up. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Jesus, I live for you.
Praise be to God. Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely, making sure our families is protected, and all of the other countless blessings that we do not see. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, we are going to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's bring it like this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move, and have my being. Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
The peace.
Come on, lift them up again.
Oh, He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live,
move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may
come
be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
for He is my King.
In Him I live.
If
you believe that,
my
sing this with a blessed of people.
Love. you.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Praise be to God, which is entitled Persevere. In 2 Timothy 4 and 5, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Today, persevere. Do not give up. No matter what happens, continue to seek God and his will for you. You do so by realizing that the difficulties you encounter do not automatically mean you're supposed to change directions. The hardship you endure may delay you in reaching your goals. But they aren't necessarily a dead end for you. During your moments of defeat, God is teaching you something that will help you succeed later on. Paul did not interpret the tragic events of his life as a reason to stop pressing forward. He knew what God was calling him to do and was committed to accomplishing it. You must be as well. Also, do not confuse experiencing setbacks with being a failure. Your mistakes, losses, challenges, and defeats are only temporary. They do not define who you are. Instead, look to the Lord to determine the truth about your identity. A forgiven child of God who has an eternal purpose and hope. Through the power and wisdom of his Holy Spirit indwelling you, your Heavenly Father will give you the ability to stay on course. So do not give up. Draw near to the Lord and allow his power and love to sustain you. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, keep me. Help me. Keep pressing forward, even when troubles arise. I want to honor you in all that I do. In your name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Persevere. Don't give up. Keep on pressing. Amen. Lord God, we ask you to protect our children. Protect them physically. Protect them emotionally. Protect them spiritually. And protect them mentally and in every way, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah, from this place. place, place where I'm at. Yeah, I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes, over and over and over again. So I'm calling, calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying, praying to be. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing, hearing your voice in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing, flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord. Yeah, take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah. Move me, Lord. Yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
God, El Shaddai, Almighty God, show me how to honor you with my faith. Just as Abraham did throughout his life, I want to be a person of great faith and to experience you as El Shaddai in my life. At times, Abraham did not exhibit the faith that he displayed in his later years, and in so doing, he delayed your covenant with him. Help me to not cause delays in my destiny, but rather to walk upright in faith, starting even from today. Strengthen the muscles of my heart and my soul, so I am willing to risk everything for you. Help me to demonstrate my dedication and commitment to you, my King, and to your kingdom agenda on earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where you where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
help cometh from the Lord. Lord, which made heaven and earth, he said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved, or that he would be. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore, my head, gentlemen, my sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Jehovah Rapha. The Lord, our healer. Jehovah Rapha, in your word, you told the Israelites that if they worship you as their Lord and God, you would bless their bread and water and take sickness away from them. I lift your name in praise and admiration because you are the ultimate caregiver. With just one word, you can remove sickness, reverse diseases, and bring healing in the cells of our bodies. You hold the ultimate power in your hands. We may not look to physicians or to medicine to heal, but you have the final say. I praise you for your power and for your willingness and ability to heal. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we're going to play a selection, and after the selection, I will get into the word for the night. Amen.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. You free.
My God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. But God is bigger. Hey, so I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's
at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
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 Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. He's God.
morning. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless the name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Letting go of all my fears,
Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. And we're going, when you get to Ephesians, go to chapter 5. So we're going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. Amen? So again, that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, this is talking about spirit-guided relationships, wives and husbands. Amen? 21 says, and further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or a wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church, and we are members of his body. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united unto one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again I say, each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Chapter 6, relating to children and parents. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instructions that come from the Lord. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. The purpose of parental discipline is to help children grow, not to exasperate and provoke them to anger or discouragement. Parenting is not easy, It takes lots of patience to raise children in a loving, Christ-honoring manner. But frustration and anger should not be cause for discipline. Instead, parents should act in love, treating their children as Jesus treats the people he loves. This is vital to children's development and to their understanding of what Christ is like. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. The acid test of our profession of faith is revealed by the manner in which we conduct ourselves as followers of Christ within the family circle. To be genuinely Christian in the home requires more than merely believing in God's existence. It requires even more than being a church member and going to church from time to time. It requires a genuine conversion, experience, and walking daily with the Holy Spirit. Amen? My text for this message is coming from Acts chapter 11, verse 26, from the RSV version. And it says, in Antioch, the disciples were for the first time called Christians. Amen. Praise God. And my title for this message is Being Christian in the Home. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Father, we bow before your throne of grace and mercy tonight to thank you for the generosity of your heart toward us. We thank you for the gift of salvation from sin and for your Holy Spirit who lives within us. We thank you for this good day. We accept it as a gift from you, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for drawing us to this house of prayer and worship, that we might hear your voice and that we might sing and proclaim your praises. Accept our gifts and bless them to the end. That your kingdom might come in the hearts and lives of all people everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Being genuinely Christian involves a real faith in Jesus Christ. Now, the basic root of the word faith means to unite. Genuine faith in God brings about a unity, and with God, a genuine faith in Jesus Christ causes us to unite ourselves with him to the extent that we follow him in Luke 9 and 23. Thus, faith is more than an intellectual belief in the experience of God as a present or power. Genuine faith brings us to God as he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. Being genuinely Christian involves a willingness to be corrected so as to bring about change in our lives. Jesus spent much time in concentrated effort with his disciples. He sought to bring about changes in their thought patterns and in their decision-making process. He sought to place within them a new set of values. Now, this need for change is dramatically illustrated in our Lord's experience with Peter. Peter sought to turn his Lord from the road that led to the cross. And Jesus said to him rather abruptly in Matthew 16:23 in the RSV version, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of men." The Apostle Paul challenged believers in Rome to dedicate themselves completely to God. Then they would experience the inward transformation, making it possible to discover that God's plan for his people is best. Turn with me to Romans 12, 1 through 2. Amen? Romans 12, 1 through 2. And it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Amen. So Paul was saying that God has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for his children. He wants us to be transformed people with renewed minds, living to honor and obey him, because he wants only what is best for us. And because he gave his son to make our new life, possible, we should joyfully give ourselves as living sacrifices for his service. Paul warned the Christians, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world that are usually selfish and often corrupting. Wise Christians decide that much worldly behavior is off limits for them. Our refusal to conform to this world's values, however, must go even deeper than just behavior and custom. It must be firmly planted in our minds. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, courteous, selfish, stubborn, covetous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit re-educates and redirect our mind as we truly transform. Amen? Praise God. So in the seven epistles from John to the Church of Asia Minor, our Lord continued to challenge them to change. Repeatedly, he encouraged them to listen to the voice of the Spirit. And you'll find that in Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 3 through 22. Amen? So if you have time, you can sit down and read that. Amen? Praise God. Being genuinely Christian requires that we relate to each other in terms of helping love. Jesus, in speaking to his disciples concerning the manner in which they would become recognized as his disciples, he said in John 13, 34 through 35 in the RSV version, he said, "A new command I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Here, our Lord was talking about self-giving love that always relates to others in terms of the highest possible good for them. It is this same kind of love that Paul spoke of in our scripture, in our scripture passage, when he encouraged husbands in Ephesians 5 and 25 in the RSV to love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Jesus demonstrated his love for his church by dying on the cross. We must practice this manner of love within the family if we truly are going to be what the Father God could have us to be. Amen? Praise God. And Peter wrote in 1 Peter 4 and 8 in the RSV version, "Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins." In no place is this kind of love needed more than within the family circle. Amen. Praise be to God. Being genuinely Christian in the home requires a willingness to be forgiven. Now, Peter raised the question about forgiveness. Jesus encouraged him to place no limits on forgiveness in family relationships. Turn with me to Matthew 18, and we are going to read Matthew chapter 18. Praise God. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21-22. Praise God. In Matthew 18:21-22, and this is Jesus speaking. Jesus told him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. You see, when Jesus told this young man that he would be perfect if he gave everything he had to the poor, Jesus wasn't speaking in the temporal human sense. He was explaining how to be justified and made whole or complete in God's sight. Should all believers sell everything they own? That's a question. No. We are responsible to care for our own needs and the needs of our families so as not to be a burden on others. We should, however, be willing to give up anything if God asks us to do so. This kind of attitude allows nothing to come between us and God and keeps us from using our God-given wealth selfishly. So if you are relieved by the fact that Christ did not tell all his followers to sell all their possessions, then you may be too attached to what you have. We cannot love God with all our heart and yet keep our money to ourselves. Loving him totally means using our money in ways to please him. Amen. Praise be to God. Forgiveness involves the reputation of the right to retaliate for injury. Forgiveness is a decision not to harbor hostility toward the person who has acted as an enemy. Forgiveness involves a positive effect to reestablish a warm relationship with a person who has brought you pain. Amen. In John 14 and 15, being genuinely Christian involves obedience to God out of love. Jesus encourages us to be obedient to all of God's commandments. The motive for this obedience is not fear of the consequences of this disobedience. Rather, our obedience is to be based on love and gratitude for God's people, for God's goodness to us. The Christian home is a home where God is trusted sincerely and steadfastly, and where he is lovingly obeyed in all matters. Amen. And I just want to share a few more, a little bit more about, amen. So the duty of wives is submission to their husband in the Lord, which include honoring and obeying them. From a principle of love to them, the duty of husbands is to love their wives. The love of Christ to the church is an example, which is sincere, pure, and constant. Notwithstanding her failures, Christ gave himself for the church that he might sanctify it in this world and glorify it in the next, that he might bestow on all his members a principle of holiness, amen, and deliver them from the guilt, the pollution, and the dominion of sin. By those influences of the Holy Spirit, of which baptismal water was the outward sign, the church and believers will not be without spot or wrinkle till they come to glory. But those only who are sanctified now shall be glorified hereafter. The words of Adam mentioned by the apostle are spoken literally of marriage, but they have also a hidden sense in them relating to the union between Christ and his church. It was a kind of type resembling what it is compared to in that way. There will be failures and defeats on both sides in the present state of human nature. Yet this does not alter the relation. All the duties of marriage are included in unity and love. And while we adore and rejoice in the condescending love of Christ, let husbands and wives learn from that love their duties to each other. Thus the worst evil would be prevented and many painful effects would be avoided. The great duty of the children is to obey their parents. That obedience includes inward reverence as well as outward acts. And in every age, prosperity has attended those distinguished for obedience to parents. The duty of the parents: be not impatient, use no reasonable severities, deal prudently and wisely with children, convince their judgment, and work upon their reason. Bring them up well under proper and compassionate correction and in the knowledge of the duty God requires, often in this duty neglected, even among professors of the gospel. Many set their children against religion, but this does not excuse the children's disobedience. Though it may be awfully occasioned God alone can change the heart, yet he gives his blessings to the good lessons and examples of parents and answers their prayers. But those whose chief anxiety is that their children should be rich and accomplished, whatever become of their souls, must not look for the blessing of God. Amen? Think about that. That's a lot that our children have to learn. Praise be God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say this. Let each of us determine to be genuinely Christian in our hearts and in our homes. Let us begin the day with a prayer of gratitude and the pride of being alive. Let us invite God to fill our hearts with love. Let us ask God for divine wisdom as we face each day. Let us pray that God's Spirit will control us and help us to be helpful, especially to those within our own families. If you have not yet received Jesus Christ into your heart, you would be extremely wise to seek him today while you have opportunity. He waits at the door and is eager to come into your life. Won't you open up the door tonight and let him in? Amen. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. And again, if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to have a relationship with him, all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Amen. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer, and all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit that lives within you to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? To further your walk with, to further your walk with Christ. And my benediction for this evening is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you, all of my Facebook listeners, all of my Twitter listeners, all of my YouTube listeners. I want to say God bless each and every one of you, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and keep you again till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m., when I will come with our sweet hour prayer from 6 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen? To God be the glory. Good night. We love you. Godspeed.
Chico, you better not be in that kitchen.
Tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.